Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dell Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Valentine. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Henderson reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a pop-up into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Flynn covering, for the out. Dawson moves to second. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Cash reaches second base with a double. Dawson scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive towards third. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Flynn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers spins and fires to second, and Flynn is picked off. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Vale moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn bunts towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vale moves to third. Mozilli moves to second. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Craig Swan. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Boisclair reaches second base with a double. Vale scores. Mozilli scores. Flynn goes all the way around to score. Boisclair moves to third. It's Expos, 3, Mets, 3. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boisclair tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Mets. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter is hit by the pitch. Valentine moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Carter moves to third. It's Expos, 4, Mets, 4. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Unser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Randle steals second. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randle moves to third. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. the Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vale is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Sam Mahias pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-4 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Carrigan now pitching. John Milner pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards first. Unser reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Randle attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jackson Todd now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 4 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Carter moves to second. It's 5-4, Expos. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett is walked intentionally. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 4 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 5, Mets, 5. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 4 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up towards first. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin pinch hits for Joe Carrigan. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin takes first base on ball 4. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cash bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mackanin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 5 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 5 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. Mackanin moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Atkinson now pitching. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atkinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackson Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Morales now playing first base. Del Unser now playing right field. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Randle strikes out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 5 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 5 in the game. Unser hits a line drive towards the mound. Todd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez pinch hits for Bill Atkinson. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 6 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Will McEnany now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 5 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 6 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive towards third. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive towards first. Crane Poole reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Flynn hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Jackson Todd. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Paul Siebert now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 6 in the game. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Will McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 6 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 6 in the game. Stearns is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Valentine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-7 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-7 in the game. Cromarty hits a pop-up towards short. Valentine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.